Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, once again, this is Minister Joy Lewis, and you listen to Free on the Inside, an internet program to inform you, to encourage you, and to challenge you to be all you could be in Christ Jesus. I say in Christ Jesus, not in yourself, but in Christ Jesus. I want to welcome you once again for listening in to our weekly internet podcast here. We've been doing this a number of years, and thank you for supporting this show here. This show is going to be dedicated to the great gospel rhythm and blues singer Aretha Franklin, and we're going to play a couple of excerpts of her musical songs and her gifting, and we're just going to just share some talk about her for a little bit this morning, then we'll go back to other formats that we have set up for this show. So kick back and enjoy this portion of our show here for dedicating this portion of our show to Aretha Franklin. This is a live song, song that she done when she was on the Oprah show back in 2003. It said Amazing Grace. I pray that you enjoy it. Kick back and relax, and we'll be back with you shortly. Enjoyed that sports of our song. We dedicate this show to Aretha Franklin there. Amen. And I like the way it ended up. She said she feel like shouting. I pray that you feel joyful today. You know, we are dedicating this show, or this portion of this show, to Aretha Franklin, the great gospel and rhythm and blues entertainer here. You know, I've been knowing about Aretha my entire life, you know, and I growing up, I used to hear different songs of her, Respect Yourself and Pink Cadillac and things of that nature there. And it brings back memories that a long ago, to, you know, we always think about in the past as being good time, but it really was good time. And we thank God for her gifting that she shared with the nation and with myself here. And I know that you probably have some good memories of Aretha Franklin also. I recall when I was like younger, she played a she had a cameo appearance in this movie, The Blues Brothers, and she was really, she looked just like everybody's mother. She was behind the counter, and then the husband wanted to do some things, and she came from behind the counter, and she started talking, and then she broke into a song. And I recall in my own life that mom would do some things, and mom would start lecturing, and then mom would break into a gospel song in her spirit and say, you know, God don't go for this. You know, this ain't godly, you know. So I think very funny of those times there. But again, thank you for listening to our program. Here we're going to play some more excerpts of Aretha Franklin. We pray that you enjoy. We're also going to play some of her classics here. Amen. You know, our show is called Free on the Inside, so we can do those kind of things. And we're going to play some rhythm and blues there because it's only appropriate because she stretched through gospel and rhythm and blues. And she always did it with class. You know, she wasn't out there, you know, downing people, but she was talking about respect. And that's what we're going to talk about today. And that's what our ministry is about, respecting men and women. Respecting God's people and respecting yourself. Again, you'll listen to Free on the Inside, a weekly internet program to encourage you to be about your Father's business, to challenge you to do the best you can, and to allow you to be free on the inside in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We don't have a guest this morning because I've been doing so many. I've been so busy that I didn't know what I was going to be doing on a Saturday morning. You may have been listening to the show and heard some pre-recorded shows or some past episodes of shows, and you might have been saying, "What's going on?" And you may have been enjoying it. I hope that you enjoyed it. Last week we played a portion of a program that we did some time ago. It was saying finishing in four, and it was talking about going to college, talking about picking the right classes, talking about being committed to finishing a program. And that's something that's timeless. That was a thing that we need to hear year after year. I have a grandson that just finished high school, and he's hadn't had a job, and this summer he was just kind of just doing his own thing. And I kept saying, son, you need to get yourself together. You need to get your job. You need to think about your education. And God be the glory, he got him a job, and he's getting ready to go to college now. He's going to go to junior college. But I was telling him that he got one temporary job over the summer, and he got laid off, and he got a little frustrated. He said, I've done the best I could, and they still laid me off, and I don't know what's going on. I said, hey, these things just happen. And you know, you're going to get laid off. That's what they call them, temporary job. Don't get frustrated over stuff. And I was telling him that's the importance of having an education, because you could lose your job, but you can't lose your education. You could change careers from, you know, from one job to another education-wise, but you won't lose that basic education. And I was telling you how important it was that an electrician is still invaluable in Dallas as he is in California, and in New York or Florida. A plumber is just as valuable in Dallas as he is in Florida. You know, that education would take you places where just a hard labor won't take you. You know, good work, and you know, it's good. You know, it's good to do that. You know, and somebody got to do it. We need construction workers. We need trash collectors and things. And that's great. And I've done a lot of that work my own self. But I remember that I had this education in between jobs. I went and I worked various jobs. I worked on the back of a trash truck. I was driving up down the alley on the back of it. I wasn't a lead person. I was just a laborer. I was on the back of a trash truck picking up trash. About 6 months to a year, I can't recall. It seemed like a long time to me. But I did it I had an education, but based on the desire to get out of this. I said, I'm going to put in some application. I'm going to look for something that's in my field. And I'm going to do the best I can what I'm doing now. And that's what I encourage my grandson and other young men and women. Regardless of where you at, do the best you can. And God will get the glory. And sure enough, it'll work out. You know, we have a garden over at the Cottrell House, and we planted this garden, and we was talking about men and investing time in their future and their talent. And so that's the precepts of that. I have our guest, our co-host on the line this morning here. He's out in the mission field, and we're going to bring him on, and then we'll be back with you shortly. Remember, this show has been dedicated to our gospel rhythm and blues singer, Aretha Franklin, and we're going to play some music regarding her. But right now we're going to hear something from Brother Daniel. Good morning, Brother Daniel. You on the net?
Good morning, Reverend. How you doing?
Well, good morning, sir. Welcome to the program. Man, it's been a while since me and you have been on the program, man. Welcome. I was just sharing with the audience that I've been so busy, tied up, and you hosted the show a couple of times without me, but and I didn't get any guests because I didn't know how my schedule was. But right now we're going to be our guests. We're going to interview each other, man. And you know, and today this show is dedicated to Aretha Franklin. I open up with Amazing Grace, you know, what her gospel saying. But we also going to play some rhythm and blues from her, Respect Yourself. And that's what I was showing. That's what life is about, respect. And we ain't get enough respect around today. You know.
I remember when that song first came out. It was really had a big impact because we never had really a black person who just came out on television and had something to say like that. You know, respect. Not only the song basically talking about how men really supposed to respect a woman, but you had a strong black woman especially up there, a voice and an opinion. Voicing their opinion to people.
And that is so true, though. That is so true. And I know that song, and we saw that, and it didn't seem to be a very hip hop song to dance on, but it had had a message in the music, man. You say, you better think about it. And you know, that's something, you know, and when we do it, we need to think things through, Brother Daniel. Sometimes people just start arguing and losing their head in public and in private, and then they don't even realize what they're saying until it's over with, man. And wait a minute, if I would have just said it differently, if I just wouldn't have said it, it'll be okay. I'd have lost respect for you and myself.
Yeah, if you look at it, I think there's some scripture in the Bible that says how you're supposed to pick your words before you say them, because they might have to come back to haunt you. Yeah, the bags should be a world, the words that you speak, because they become reality. Whatever you speak comes into reality. And if you look at it, that's the main ingredients that's what's missing in this world today, and everything we're doing, you know, we got a number one person that's over our nation that he doesn't seem to get respect from nobody. And that's one of the main things, a person who is in authority, you have to have somebody respect you, and if they don't respect you, null and void.
Exactly. Oh, you said something there, brother. And also, you have to respect the other people. Man, you know, I tell my grandkids and myself and everyone else that just because you can do it don't mean that you should do it. It's a lot of stuff that we could do, Ricky. It's a lot of stuff that we could do, listen, audience, but because we respect ourselves and other people, we won't do it. You know, it's some things I don't tell a person. You know, you don't tell an ugly person they ugly. You know, that's out of respect. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you don't do that. I'm just using that, you know. And you don't tell, you know, there's some things you just don't do. You get up out of that situation or you try to work around that situation. They're just like a person that's wearing clothes. Let's put it this way. Person that's wearing clothes that's not appropriate for the occasion. You say, oh, that look good, but, you know, once you try something different, you know. You don't just you just trying to show out. No. You word it differently because then you respected that person.
Yeah. We had to learn that while we were learning the, you know, teaching field. You learn that you don't basically make the student feel inferior. You don't make anybody feel inferior around you. You know, because you have a power calling, or you got more money, and you got a better education, or whatever, you know. Basically, have to work around this situation in order to better them, in order to improve themselves. And everybody needs improvement, no matter who you are, you know. I remember when I was a little boy, my dad told me, you can always learn something from somebody. You can learn something around there from that wino down there. Or that homeless person. You know, and that's they got a lot of wisdom in them, but you just sit and just listen to them. They'll tell you something you might need to know or learn. And then once after you learn something, you talk that into your experience that you go off and tell somebody else what you have learned.
Yes. You know, Brother Daniel, that is so true, because a lot of times people, they'll make the comment, you can't tell me nothing, I can't learn nothing. And, you know, and it's depending on your frame of mind here. You know, as I go to church and you go to church, sometimes you might hear people say, I didn't get nothing out of the message, I didn't get nothing out of the service. That's because you're not in the right frame of mind. You can get something out of a child. You know, a child can tell you, hey, don't do this, you know. It's just the way you receive it and the way that you analyze it in your mind, you know. So you definitely can get something out of it. Brother Daniel, you know, you a a school teacher. Now, are you doing that this year also? Are you in the school?
Yeah, I'm
going
to try to do
year?
A little bit this year. You know, I try to, you know, occupy my time where I have a little time whenever I do and whenever I don't. And basically, it's mostly like a little volunteer thing now, you know. You
right.
never want to try to get to be stay in one place too long, or you just want to be, especially when you say you're facing retirement, you want to try to keep active, you know. That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to keep active.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Brother Daniel, now as we dedicating this show to Miss Franklin here, what is one of the favorite things that you can recall about her? Because you're in the music industry, you've been listening to various artists most of your life. What are some of the things that you may have admired about her?
Well, I like the way she bounced back. You know, all through all this opposition she had in life. I heard some people talking on the radio the day. They were talking about how when she was making her first CD, how she had a husband, and her husband was mistreating her. And they were arguing and bickering in the studio. And so finally, they started making some cuts. You know how they do it. You make cuts, and then you get, when the cut you make it sometimes not really up to par, you have to make a retake. And so basically what it was, it cost a lot of money, to, you know, especially in those days, just to retake a lot of these songs. You know, you got to pay the musicians to stand, you know, and then, you know, her and her husband was arguing, and then all of a sudden he just up and left, and then she left. And they said they was in the studio and see Aretha Franklin for a couple of weeks. You know, a lot of rockers keep doing like that. You know, there are a lot of people, it takes months sometimes to finish records, and sometimes some records are finished sometimes in a couple of days.
Yeah,
so
back in the day,
what happens,
because they did everything live. So I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, she had to go out and get her mind together. And then basically she came back with this song, I believe, talking about you. Basically, You're No Good Heartbreaker. What was the name of that song?
Yeah, You're a Liar, You're a Cheat. I remember that.
It had to do with something about this piano that they playing. You know, they got these different sound pianos. You got the Fender Rhodes, and you got the Wurzler. Nowadays, they got the Motif, which got all these different sounds built into it. So back in the day, this Wurzler was a kind of like a tinkly sound piano, you know. I think Ray Charles played it too. He was one of the first ones to really play it. But she said, what you want me to do? He said, change that sound, that piano. You know, Aretha played the piano pretty good too. So
yeah.
Out of that sound, it's got that sound that had never been produced on a studio like that before. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do they made it. And then that song just went up to number one song in the country, man. You know, but basically what it was all about, it was her life experiences. And basically she was putting in the records. And that's what I admire about her. Her phrasing and her life experiences. And when she put a song, she was a master of interpretation of a song. Yeah,
oh, that's
what
that's
she
beautiful.
Had. Nobody
that's
else
beautiful,
could do
that, Brother Daniel. You know,
yeah.
And you know, and that's what all our song, all our life, I would be like a song, man. Something that people can hear it and draw joy from, man. And just, hey, man, we're gonna play another episode for Aretha Franklin. This is one song that you probably can recall. It says, we just want you to keep back. We're playing some of her gospel music today. You're listening to Pray on the Inside. We're dedicating this show to Aretha Franklin. I'm your host, Minister Joy Lewis, and we have Brother Daniel on the line as our co-host. And also we have you. So kick back and enjoy this short cut of Aretha Franklin. Amazing.
Thank you.
listen to Aretha Franklin on Amazing Grace. We're dedicating this show to the great gospel and rhythm blues entertainer Aretha Franklin. We have Brother Daniel, he's our co-host on the line here, and we were just playing some musical selection from Aretha Franklin. Brother Daniel.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, I had to play one of my favorite songs by her. You know, Amazing Grace. It's a reflection of my life and a lot of people's lives. It's a grace and a mercy of God. For we were once blind, but now we see. Amazing
Amen.
Grace. How sweet the sound. You know, Brother Daniel. You know, Brother Daniel. You know, life is so challenging to us today, man. But, you know, I'm just reflecting over my life. What is the songs that my life is singing, you know? Because we all ought to be able to leave a positive legacy in their in people's life. The same way that the patriarchs that came before us, that they, the grandparents and the parents and all our loved ones that are gone before, that is gone to be with the Heavenly Father, they left legacies in our life. And we pray that each listener have someone that they can draw strength off and encourage them, and to let them know, and they prayers that they done a good job while they were on this side of heaven. Man, it's a challenge, brother. It's a challenge. Because the world don't care about yourself. You know, don't care about nobody else. And you know what? As we talk about Aretha Franklin, her giving back to her God. You know, they said she was involved in the civil rights movement, man. You know, Aretha been around as long as I can remember. And they said that she was right there with Martin Luther King, and she sung at Martin Luther King funeral and things. So Aretha had been there. I liked her because she was a quiet spirit, Ricky. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think she did something for what was the lady had, Angela Davis. She kind of helped Angela Davis when Angela Davis was going through some problems she had too. She helped Dr. King and, you know, a lot of the stuff with Jesse Jackson she did. She did a lot of, you know, these political rallies and these rallies, and she just volunteered a lot of time. Didn't even get paid for some of it, you know. But Dr. King, one time he said, hey, we just ran up short of funds. And he said she did about 8 or 9 or 10 concerts, didn't even get paid for it, and donated all the money to the King movement. So when you look at it, she was a woman of like they say, she was a queen. You know, she's all to be a queen. You got to do the part of a queen. You have to learn how to give. You got to learn how to give, too, because, you know, when God give you a talent and you use your talent just for one way and you never give back to people, you never help people, eventually something's going to happen to you or your talent. You know, it's going to be taken away from you because you're not really being done using what God really wants you to do with it, you know. So I really admire, you know, her because, you know, a lot of the people in the music business, basically, they kind of helped each other. And if you look at some of these record albums, you can see just a kaleidoscope of names that really, the people that really played with her and recorded with her on some of these record albums, a lot of top name people, they helped her. And I was looking at this record of, I think it was called, Till You Come Back to Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of
say a little prayer for you.
That's probably was the first stalker tune. You know, she said, I'm going to knock on your door, rap on your window pane, and really till you under. You know, Stephen wrote that for her. Stephen
wrote that and gave it.
And then he gave it a reason, you know, he wrote it for her. And,
man, but
she
you were saying that she took it up on her own, man. She made that song hers, man. You know, there's a lot of people give it to you and say, well, it ain't really me. But she knew how to incorporate the things that, you know, gifting it that someone else had to share with her. And I like that, Ricky. You know, sometimes, man, we get stuff and you say, well, it ain't really for me. But she knew how to make it her own. And I wasn't even aware that Stevie wrote that for her, man. To me, that was her song.
Yeah.
Because she sung it with all her might and energy. And you know, Rick, you was talking, I think about a song too that I first heard, and I didn't know about it. I wasn't going to church. I was young. It said, "Mary, don't you weep, and Mary, don't you moan." And, you know, that was a song that was played, and a lot of people in my gender, my age, we didn't realize that that was a gospel song. That was probably about Jesus Christ, as he was talking to Mary. But she sung that song with such power. And I'm going to play part of that, Rick. We're going to reflect on Aretha Franklin and her gift that God had blessed her with. Now, hear this song of "Mary, Don't You Weep and Mary, Don't You Moan" by the great gospel singer Aretha Franklin. I love that song now, man. You know, as I was young, I heard that song, and I didn't really know the meaning of it because I wasn't going to church then. But, you know, as I hear that song today, it makes me want to feel like I'm in the midst of a congregational song, and the choir just came up, and the choir is blessing us with an A and B selection. And one of the selections is "Mary, Don't You Weep, Mary, Don't You Moan." You're listening to Free on the Inside, your host, Mr. Joy, little co-host, Brother Richard Daniel. The call-in number is 310-982-4126. Please call in and lend your voice to the program. Brother Daniel, Brother Daniel.
Yeah, man, I like that song, too. You know, that's a classical, what they call it, that's a song that's really was a classical black church song. I don't really think they know the they don't really know the writer. They don't know the writer of the song, but it was like a just a typical song that all black choirs sung. Like I say, you know, interpretation of the song, thoughts between the phrase and, you know, the piano, the way she strikes the piano chords, and then the way she repeats the song, repeats the verse, sang the verse. She might have a little, you know, hesitation sometimes, you know, then she starts singing, and then she'll stop, you know. It's all of Aretha. That's style.
Yeah. Yeah, well, she took ownership of that song, and she made it herself. And, you know, and I just think of her with her robe on, her choir robe, and she's singing that. She's singing till she's sweating it. She's just singing it. And souls are being touched, man, and lives are being changed. Tell you, don't weep and don't moan. Brother, because, you know, we have so many things to be sorrowful over, man. But glory be to God, man, that He covered our sorrows and our pains, man. And He'll let us know that everything going to be all right. And with Aretha, with just those songs, man, just reminiscing her, you know, her gifting, man, let us know that things going to be all right. And, you know, Ricky, with our president and our senators and things, sometimes, man, we start thinking things are just going to always be this way. And I start thinking about Mad Max. And I don't want to live in a world like Mad Max where everybody do what is right in their own eyes, you know. And so, you know, and this thing is going—it's only temporary, you know. And thank God that we have elections, man, and we can only go through stuff. It's a longest we can ever go through it is 8 years. It takes us 16 years to get out of it, but we get to elect people twice every 4 years. So, you know, every 4 years we have an election. So, hopefully, we get out of this here, man, and we kind of get things back in the focus, man. Because right now we are out of focus.
Yeah, but like they said, they, I read today, they said it was something about a lot of people that didn't vote kept Trump getting inside, you know. About them not voting at all. So we just hoping that maybe people are learning from their mistakes, and some of these senators and these representatives, they're learning that, you know, just got to watch who you back and watch what you put in control. Next time it won't happen no more.
Yeah.
We hope. You know, I hope nothing like this never happens again in history of the United States. You know.
And that is so true. That is so true.
But, brother said something kind of crazy the other day. I'm sensitive to talking here. He said something. Donald Trump said, well, she was a good woman, and she did some work for me. You know, she worked for all of us. You know, when you're a musician, mostly, you know, I had read something a long time ago back in the day. They said they had a list of all the different occupations that a person can be in life. And basically, there got to be about, I think about 110 of them. They had all the way from carpenter, the candlestick maker, all the way, and then they had one for even for the village clown. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, well, it's something for all lovers, but you know you have to.
Then the entertainer was labeled was kind of next to the village. You know, but you know respect us for being humans. But basically, if we entertain them and make them feel good, basically that's what we can do. But we have to rex, like you said, we have to make the best of our abilities that God has given us. If God's given some people sports talents, He's given some people oratory skill, they can be real good speakers. We have some that really have good singers. You got some people of playwriters. We got some people that are really good with their hands. Like, he got this a guy that's working with him named Ben Carson. Ben Carson is a master heart surgeon, but he took this job being over houses. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people say, what do he know about living in houses? Doing? He's a surgeon, you know, but, you know, maybe he's out of his lane, you know.
And you know what? I never, you know, that was always kind of funny to me, though, because even though he took that job, but he didn't have to have that job. And he, I don't know what he's doing, because we ain't heard nothing from him regarding HUD and stuff. You know, so he's out of his lane, man. And he's probably what to do. And so he's not making a difference per se. He's just in the position without being committed to the position. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, would you had anything? He should have been over medicine. He should have been over Medicare. Health and Human Services. You know what I'm saying?
If you're going to hire the best people, man, it's like you don't hire a carpenter to do plumbing work. You know what I'm saying? You know, you keep a person in their chosen field.
Yeah, and you know, from day one, it was just organized.
Yeah, without an order, man. It's same thing about now. You know, we talk about political scene and situation. They're like, now he's revoking all the security clearance for the military people. And you need these people in place, man, because you get these knuckleheads that don't know what they're doing, and they don't know how to handle various situations. Because some countries, man, have people in there for years, and they done went through 16 different Republicans, presidential turns, man. They know about how the mindset, how things run. And you get somebody, a newbie, that's just like having someone that's cooking. You bring a new cook in and he don't know where anything is. You know, he can learn, but it's just like going to be out of order, man. I don't know where the seasoning is. I don't know when the shipment comes in. You know, I got the principles, but I don't have the experience, man. You need people experience, brother.
Hey, you know, you talk about cooking, man. That's what Jesse Jackson said. He told us, he had an interview the other day. He said that was really what Rita was real good at, man. She used to take food everywhere around her. Every time she did something, she had good food around her. So,
yeah, I heard that too, man. I heard that she was a great cook, man. And I could imagine being with her and a lot of other people, man, you know, civil rights leaders and gospel singers and entertainers, and they just had a good time and with the food and the fun and the fellowship. And, you know, and I was thinking about her, man, because she was like, she from the old school of the generation in which our parents grew up at, man, and we believed in good, healthy eating, man. It wasn't no burgers and fries.
We thought it was healthy, though, revolution. A lot of this stuff.
I'm talking about not with vegetables and stuff. They ate more vegetables and stuff than we did today, you know.
A lot of grease and stuff and saturated foods, you know, it's not really too healthy for you. But we just caught up on this urban deal that we eat this soul food. They call it, they labeled it soul food.
Yeah.
Basically, it was basically, if you put it, they're killing us. It's killing us.
Yeah, Ricky, but it's just the quantity of that you was putting in your body, which we know that it wasn't good. But we ate more vegetables then. I think, you know, today, only vegetables, some of us get it on a burger. And maybe some chicken. They might throw a little something on the side of chicken. But I mean, Mom always said, you need to eat them vegetables. I never knew why, but think how they was healthy for you. So, it was kind of a twofold deal there, man. And we realized that you can't eat pork. I don't hardly eat the pork right today because we knew that pork, as we grew up, that pork wasn't no good for you. But that's what we grew up on with our family members eating.
Yeah.
The pig feed and all the bacon and the ham. You know, because
the ham, sausage. Yeah.
It was the stuff that they didn't want to really eat because, you know, they didn't know how to fix it. But Mom and Grandma and them knew how to take a piece of meat that wasn't desirable to the other classes and fix it up, you know, and dress
it
up.
They're curing the meat and salt, and the salt is building up and it's full of salt, you know. And that's it just wasn't right, man. You know, it's just not right. But, you know, we are like I said before, we all learn from experience, and we learn that you have to watch what you put in your body.
And that's so true. That's so true.
Yeah.
Brother Daniel, we're going to play another cut of Aretha Franklin here. We're going to switch over to some of her soul music here. This is just for you because you made mention of it. And say a little prayer for you, brother. Yeah, I know you said that's one of the first songs that you recall her.
Yeah.
This show is dedicated to Aretha Franklin and the great gospel and rhythm and blues singer. We pray that you enjoy. We listen to a song called Send a Little Prayer for You, and that's what we all do. We ought to pray one for another. To Aretha Franklin, saying a little prayer for you. We want to thank you for tuning into our weekly internet program. You're listening to Free on the Inside with Brother Daniel, and you, my guest this morning. We pray that you're enjoying this portion of our show dedicated to the great gospel and rhythm and blues singer Aretha Franklin. And me and Brother Daniel just reminiscing on some of the songs. As I stated earlier, Aretha Franklin has been around as long as I can remember, and I always have fun thoughts of her. She's one of those entertainers that you never did hear a lot of negative stuff about her. She just took care of business, and she respected people, and she was a giver. They say that she gave back. She gave back, and in a sense, I don't know her personally. I never heard much about her, but I can imagine she gives back. I can just know about her just through her songs and the friends that she had made along the way, that she was a giver. And we're going to play a couple more excerpts from her on her soul side of it, and because we want to honor her, because that's what our show is about, being free on the inside here. We want to just honor her gift in her. Brother Daniel.
Hmm.
As we get ready to select another one of Rita's songs. Now, you do a ministry, per se, a couple times a month. Now, tell us about that while we have you on the phone. Cause that's what our show is about, brother.
Well, we've been going downtown across the county street down there by the homeless shelter. And basically, me and my wife, we have been going down there, and we supply clothes for some of the needy people, and we serve breakfast and coffee and donuts, and we hand out tracts, and basically we try to make the people happy in their surroundings while they're down there. And if the time comes to go call us to, you know, minister or witness to somebody down there, we do it. You know, a couple of weeks ago we had a young man is down there and told us that basically he was really confused about life and he didn't really believe in God. He told us that why would God allow him to go through life the way he had been done, because he had been going through molestation when he was a young man, you know. And basically he can't understand why God should let all that happen to him. And basically, we had to basically break down some of the scriptures to him, how he basically told him that, you know, things happen, and sometimes you have to build yourself up from whatever you've been through, but you never give up on God. And basically, it kind of helped him out. It helped, basically it did. It, what we said to him enriched his day, because you never know who you're talking to. They might be basically be considering suicide, you know. And a lot of people, you talk to them and you tell them, you know, you might delay that onslaught or what they're going to do. They might be having a gun in their hand. They might have a knife. They might be thinking of taking some pills or something, just ending it all. So just like what I was saying the other day, you have to choose the words that you speak. And when God tells you to speak to somebody that you meet and he calls you to, you have to be ready in order to feed the word to them. You know, then sometimes you don't force the word upon the people. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
You water them, and then you let the rest of it be done. But if it's that special, God put it on your heart to touch this person. Basically, you can tell who really needs to be ministered to. You know, some of them sit back and they look, and then you just, you know, to go there and talk to them. And you tell, well, how's you doing? How you walk with God? You know, how you're, and then they'll go and they'll do the rest. They'll start talking. Sometimes you have to stop them from talking. You know?
Yeah.
And it was just
that is so true, though, Brother Daniel. You know, because
yeah.
I like what you're saying. As you never know, we might be confronting suicide, but you give them what God gave you concerning some things, and you plant that seed, and others will come along and water it. And as we were saying, dedicating this show to Aretha Franklin. You know, I was just thinking about some songs she said, you know, in her music, there's a message, man. And so, you know, as we share the gospel with those people, we want them to know that their life have value, man, that God have a purpose for them. We don't understand it. We can't even try to get them to understand, but let them know to never give up on God, and God will never give up on them.
Oh,
brother,
man.
You said some things there, brother. And we want to encourage you and your family and the volunteers with you, man. Keep doing what you do, brother. Keep doing what you do.
Yeah,
I don't care how it looks, man. I don't care if don't nobody go. I don't care if it's too many people going. You know, never give up, man, because God have you and your ministry team and your family on a path that he chose for you. Sometimes we feel like that the work is too great. Yes, it is. And that's why he added you to the mix. He said, "Hey, it's too much for these other ministries, so I'm gonna put you out there in the field." And guess what? He gonna give you what you need, resources. I think about some people say we don't have the resources. No, you don't. Don't ever think you got enough for anybody. I know that personally. I think God, I don't have enough. God said, "Yeah, I know you don't." But who you gonna believe? You gonna believe in me, or you gonna believe in yourself? So go on out. Ain't got nothing but some water. It's a piece of bread. Don't worry about it. Go out, and I'm going to multiply that.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, Reverend Lewis, I was tossing and turning in my bed, trying to figure out what could I do and what could I say to some of these people. And really, it came to me, God told me, just don't worry. I'll show you what to do and what to say. And basically, I was down there, and, you know, we feed people, and they all get in line. A lot of them, you know, they kind of, you know, out of order. Some of them have to be put in order. And they basically, when you tell them to do something, they get kind of offended when you tell them to do something. And then once they find out you got all the instructions, they'll comply with it. And
then
he had this one person, he was telling me how he was, you know, I've been on the streets, man, for about 5 years. And I said, well, you know, you're getting tired of bumping your head up against the wall. And I know this ain't the first time somebody's done told that to you. He said, yeah. Eventually, you're going to get tired. You're going to get tired of being tired. And you're basically going to have to hear that voice what's inside them. You know, a lot of those people, they know scripture. They know scripture better than me and you.
Yeah, they do, man. That's like that with the jail.
But they just
don't
comply with it.
Yeah,
they just
don't
want
fool yourself thinking
with
that you're going out there sharing a new word and a fresh word with them. You're sharing a rainbow word. That means that word is alive and well. That word has already been laying dormant in their heart. And what you're doing is just like the surface. You're scratching the surface to get down to the newness. Let the word become new in their life. It's the same old word, but it's new, fresh song, fresh
being reinforced,
fresh anointing.
Yeah,
that's what you're giving them. You're giving them a fresh anointing.
You're talking about Aretha Franklin, how she interprets the song. Basically, what you do, you interpret a way in order to preach the word to people. You know, you have to learn new ways of how to feed it to people. You know what I'm saying? You got to, but you don't want to You don't want to offend them. You don't want to make them, you know, scare them away. But you just feed it to them in different vessels.
Yeah. You know? Hey, Brother Daniel, man, we got to make this transition here, man. You may hear some Aretha Franklin in the background here playing A Chain of Fool. That's one of her classics there. That's the rhythm and blues side. We played the gospel side, but now we're playing the rhythm and blues. We want to honor the whole essence and the talent of this young lady here. She had a gospel makeup, and she changed over to rhythm and blues, but basically she still had that gospel persona, man. All her voices, all her songs remind me of a message, man. It was like a message in the music.
Yeah.
Been a chain of food. We've been a chain to addiction, man. We was a chain to negative behavior. We was a chain to jobs, man. You know, we was a chain of food. But when God came along, he broke that chain, you know, all that. That's awesome. Man, you can preach off that, brother.
Chain. Yeah.
I've been
yeah.
a chain of food. I was a chain to the world, man. But now I've been set free. And who the Son set free, he's free indeed. Brother Daniel,
yeah,
man, we're getting close to getting out of here, man. But I wanted to just share with you and the listening audience that we're up on that time of year for our luncheon at Dallas Life Foundation called Feeding of the Multitude, where we take our little meager resources and we go down and we do the best that we can with what we have. And we tend to the residence down at Dallas Life Foundation, which is on Katy Street, and it's a shelter for men, women, and families. And we'll prepare lunch in their kitchen, up on their using their grills and their cooking utensils and everything. That we prepare lunch for 200-300 residents. So we thank God for it, man. This is our ninth year of doing this, and so next week we'll be down at Dallas Life Foundation from 8 to 1. We're going to do our show live and on site where we'll interview some of our volunteers and perhaps some of the residents down there. And we're going to have a great time in the Lord. So next week we'll be on location. Brother Daniel, I want you to call in, man, to help me out on this, okay, while around the morning.
All right.
You can be talking to him on the phone, okay? And so we're going to do a twofer. Well, I'm going to be out on the field and you'll be there at the studio and you'll be holding it down. And, and we want to thank you for this opportunity. And today what we're doing, we're going over to the Henry Wade Juvenile Center. It's our outing for the juveniles. So we'll go over there and encourage our young men. But, Brother Daniel, thank you, brother. You know, I love you to come on here, man. I love your take on life, and I can always learn something from you. And I'm always being encouraged, brother. I want you to keep doing what you do, man. Cause can't nobody do
thank
it like you, okay?
Thank you, Reverend
Lewis.
I appreciate you telling me that, man, because I need to be encouraged, too. We all need to encourage each other. And, you know, sometimes I feel real, you know, down on what I'm doing, or am I really doing the right thing? Am I doing it right? But once I hear somebody encourage me like you are and telling me, I greatly appreciate you telling me this, Reverend Lewis. You know,
well, God bless
thank
you,
you very much.
And you encourage me also, brother. Hey, man, as we get ready to get out of here, man, you know this show is dedicated to God and also to our gospel singer that the pastor, Aretha Franklin. We thank God for her gift, and we thank God for her sharing her gift with us through different phases of life. She was always there encouraging us through her songs. And so it's always a blessing, man. I want our song. I'm saying our as Christian. I want our songs, which is life, to encourage someone else. I want someone else to be encouraged when they think about Brother Dane, when they think about me, when they think about the people that we're associated with. We want our songs to speak for us, our life, man, to speak for us. So as we get ready to close out, we want to be glad for that. This is the day that the Lord has made. And thank you, listening audience, for calling in. We have several people on the line, they say they just want to listen to the program. You too could always join in the conversation. Here, just the dialing number is 310-982-4126. Lock it into your phone. And so be safe until we meet again on this Blog Talk Network. And remember, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Brother Daniel, would you like to close us out in a word of prayer?
Amen. Heavenly Father, I'd like to ask you first if there's anything we've done today to offend anybody, we've done anything to make anybody mad, we said anything that offended anybody, we ask you to forgive us. And right now we ask you to touched hard, touched the family of the Franklin family, helped them and guided them in their time of bereavement, helped because their hate is just all over the world and in the country of America. Everybody is feeling the same grief that they feel today because they loved her, they loved her, they loved her. And we ask you to pour out blessings on America through her. And we ask you to touch them and help them in their hour of bereavement. Right now we ask you to, we ask God, we plead them to touch their families to help them through this time of bereavement. So in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that through Aretha Franklin, we have done better. We are better people. We are better Christians. And this world is a better place. So in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Daniel. We're going to close out with another selection of Aretha Franklin, Bridge Over Troubled Water. Have a blessed day in the Lord. Until we meet again, God gets the glory. Amen.
Amen.
You're listening to Aretha Franklin, Bridge Over Troubled Water. This show was dedicated to Aretha Franklin and her gift in the great gospel and jazz entertainer. And we pray that you're being blessed. And remember, we'll be back here next week at the same time. Tune in for another great episode of Free on the Inside with Minister Joel Lewis and co-host Brother Richard Daniel. Be blessed. Amen.
We free on the inside.